can't even hear myself. Are you listening to Say Something with Yossi Goldie on Boston Free Radio? Let us take time to relax.
If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
And if you see something, say something. Oh, my friend. It has been long.
Please call
on anything, any question you might have. Remember, you are helping to keep track of everything around so that we can together enjoy the better world and have it be more at our disposal. We should not be wary of each other, but know that the Yeti is wary of you, and that weight on your shoulders is the weight of the Yeti, suffocating you and keeping you from breathing comfortably the cool breeze of the night air. The Yeti has his way of this, by making you feel that the one next to you is suspicious. The darker skin should not make you nervous. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Sometimes there's flies that buzz around, and then they come up and then go down. I know this. I have tasted this. You are making them nervous by being yourself nervous. The Yeti's whisper is not as pure as he's made us believe. Look closely, and you will see that his fur is dirty and full of blight. Dirty and unwashed, the Yeti tries to spread filthy vision to you. If you see something, say something. Let the Yeti know that you are no longer afraid of the people. You will help them to deal with their dignity and pride. The Yeti will be shot upon us by us. We will all be golden. Please, call in. If you have seen something,
say something. If you see something, say something.
Say something. If you see something, say something. Wake up. Have you seen anything to do? I guess, I must ask you them later. Mr. Bonita, is it later now? Okay, cool. Mr. Maple, I just got this question in the mail. It's about boy trouble. It says, I am in year 8, and I would really like this boy in year 10. That's like 2 years different. We're quite close, and I've been speaking to him for about 6 months now. He used to go to my school when he was year 8 and I was year 6, but now he has moved up to upper school. He lives about a 5-mile drive from me. I can see him quite a lot, however, I only see him a couple of times. Now I'm used to getting really nervous and sick when I see him, but I was him for about 3 hours 2 weeks ago, and after about an hour of being with him, I didn't feel nervous anymore. That's good, that's good. Anyway, we hug, and he wants to kiss me, but I don't feel comfortable with it, because I don't really think it's right kissing someone that you're not going to go out with. He says he likes me back, and would like to have a relationship with me, but he isn't looking for one at the moment. I'm not sure if he's being nice, or he does actually mean what he says. He knows that I really like him. He thinks it's cute. I'm not sure whether I should try and stop facing him, or if I should stay, as how we are E-M-A-S, close friends, but I still fancy him. I honestly don't think we will ever have a relationship because of the age gap, And even though we live like 5 minutes away from each other, I don't think we see each other that much. Also, he did this quiz thing, and he said yes to hugging me, yes to kissing me, and maybe to having a relationship. But he did the quiz, two other girls, and a few of them, he said yes to hugging and kissing, and yes to going out with him. Which means that other girls are a lot more than me. Basically, I need people's opinion about what you think. I need Mr. Meatball's opinion. Should I do and give up? Me some advice, please. Should I go and pursue him or leave him alone? Oh, that's a crazy question. You're 8, girl. Let's see what the Meatball has to say about it. Hi, Mr. Meatball must think about it a little bit. He's not quite sure either. You know, I always say don't do anything that you're not 100% comfortable doing. And if he really likes you then, he will wait until you're ready. If he's not prepared to wait, then he's not worth your time anywhere. What do you think, Mr. Meatball?
The Meatball
said no. Oh, I guess the Meatball thinks you should go for it. You know? More pursuit makes the person happy. If you want to be really stubborn and get your heart broken, then you should do it. Right, Mr. Meatball?
The answer is yes.
I see. But don't go for it. He doesn't really like you, and honestly, he just wants to get in your panties. He's using the excuse, I don't want a relationship where I won't know, as a way to kiss you and do stuff with you, but not be your boyfriend. So I hope that helps your problem about your boy problem. Have you seen anything today? Or do you have any question you want to ask Mr. the Meatball? Please call 617-454-4237. Operators are standing by. Share with you some of the thoughts that I had while in confined solidarity. I have come to realize that when man becomes one with the gold, he realizes that he is truly gold. This is not blasphemy, my friend, but the fruit of total surrender. The return gift of life's own identity. as cold is itself to us and the greater than the token sacrifice of mortality is left on the altar by the beloved Son. Nevertheless, it's typical of the deity to be the great giver and thus to participate the highest alchemy manifestation, the prism of the gold consciousness. This must be, and always, is the reward for the relinquishment of human error and the full realization of the divine life in every man. All nature then trembles within the cup of the gold. The heart of the gold is brimming with the creative essence which pours out. The unifying experience that identifies us with life, you with alchemists, and alchemists with you. Who can hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain? Who can aid in all the holy mountain of gold? Why, every atom, every electron is rushing into the gold. Don't you think that is right, Mr. The Meatball? Yes, Mr. The Meatball. That is a lot to ponder on. You should not be fooled by your surroundings, because they can then be what they want you to be. Do not be bound or restricted by the mortal beliefs, law, or religion. Those are the drug and confined solidarity prisons that keep you from seeing your true golden potential. You must let them know, let the Yeti know, by spreading your golden message. It is a risk, but all things worth knowing and seeing are not children's toys. Simply buckle down and stand back. So, just take care and precaution. Because once you start, there is no stopping or turning back. To be gold is an addiction. Remember, you can simply turn things golden by covering them in an African mist or spraying it with apple spray. Now when you return, you check on your new gold thing to see if it's okay. If it's gone, you can make golden once again. And you will learn the new trick to accompany it. And we will relearn together. Every week, we will teach you how to hide your shadows in the nighttime so that you can be braver and freer to spread your golden further and longer. And in the daylight, you will be master of disguise. And you can let it slip out, hidden in its sheath. And you will spray it quietly and slowly. Perhaps hiding it underneath the clocks or box. There is a secret formula that we have been working on to share with you, the public, of how to make things golden. Pretty soon, you will be able to purchase it on my website. It's the golden powdered formula. Will it last day for several weeks, even after you open it, and does not require refrigeration? You can check the label for the specific. Mr. Bonifaz, do Do you think we should tell the public how to use this golden powder?
The Meatball said no.
Well, Mr. Meatball, if we do not share this information with the public, then how is the public to be golden? I see you're very undecided about this, so I am going to go ahead and tell you how to use the golden powder. So first, I want you to wash your hand thoroughly with abon y agua. You gather together a sterile bottle or teta. Number two, check in the expiration date of the golden formula and the scale of using. Echen en la basura el golden formula viejo. And then, lay on last instructions on the golden powder formula container. So read. If you don't know how to read, you can call me. My number is 617-454-4237. But you'll only be able to call me during this time when I'm here. Otherwise, I'm in my prison cell with Rudolph. I haven't been there in a while, but I've been in the confined solidarity. But that's all over now. I can be good in the Yeti Eye. Oh yeah, where was I? So, I want you to warm the water by boiling first. And luego, adding it to gold purified Wawa. Or heat purified water in the microondas. Some people don't have a microondas. I know I don't. Because fear of radiation rays. That is one way that the Yeti can control you. It's by using a microwave to control your mind. Now, porque vaya no caliente agua adentro de la baby bottle. And then, echan one cookie golden formula for cada 2 ounces of Wawa. Be sure to measure carefully, or your baby could get muy enfermo and shit. And then pull the nipple, así mira. Through the nipple ring and screw. See, I still like this. The nipple ring onto the botella and then shake well. And then testing the temperature of the golden formula on your wrist. Let the golden formula cool. See, a liquid is más caliente than room temperature. Serve or place in refrigerator immediately after mixing for 24 horas, okay? Okay. And that is how you make the golden formula power. I hope you find it easy and will buy this product that I will have on my website in a few days or weeks. I think it's very important that we all share this formula together and turn our hearts into gold. Don't you agree, Mr. The Meatball?
The Meatball said no.
You heard it here. The Meatball is always right. Please, if you have any question for Mr. The Meatball, I want to order some golden powder formula now. Please call me at 617-454-4237. We're waiting for your call.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Meatball. I think someone just called in telepathically. Did he answer your question? It was yes, if you didn't hear. Thank you for telepathically contacting Mr. Meatball. I call up the man with the Midas touch. It's the Meatball's touch. And he's got no cold fever, but beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in, Mr. Golden Meatball. Don't you want to know the answer that the Golden Meatball has for you? Call me 617-454-4337. The Meatball can answer all your lies. The golden word he will pour into your ear, but his lies can't distinguish what you fear. Mr. The Golden Meatball knows when he's been kissed, the kid is left deaf from Mr. The Meatball. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. You can call a golden word, he will pour into your ear. But his lie can disguise what you fear. For a golden girl knows when he's been kissed, it's the kiss of death. Stir the golden people. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. His heart is cold. Like the Yeti, he loves only gold. Only gold. The Yeti love only gold. Only gold. You can ask at 617-454-4337. I know you're out there because I can see you. And if you see something, I want you to say something. I don't care if it's just an ounce on the ground. Your grandma bending over to pick up the paper. Maybe your nosy neighbor taking out your hat. The golden speckle on top. If you see it, you should say it. Everybody here wants to know what you see and what you say. You have many complex later and patterns of colorful and sometimes dark stories that are deep. Or meditation, because meditation is an internal, personal practice. I want to meditate with you. Now, when you start meditating, you should only practice for 15 minutes a day, and then work your way up to 30 minutes, eventually increasing your meditation time to 2 hours a day as soon as possible. Upon meditation, I want you to focus and envision the golden cloud that forms in your mind. I have not shared with this with you before, because I want us to get used to saying the five magic words during a meditation. This is the next step. When we say the five magic words, envision the golden cloud in your mind. That golden cloud will eventually be a window into the future. Let's just focus on obtaining that golden cloud. Feel free to repeat after me, to stay with me, or just listen directly to your heart and let the vibration of the secret magic word meditate into your mind. We have to act. Here we go. Jono Ranjan, old car, the wrong car, no home, not now. Jono Ranjan, old car, the wrong car, no home, not now. Jono Ranjan, old car, the wrong car, the home, not now. Ranjan, old car, the wrong car, the home, that man. Jono Ranjan, old car, the wrong car, the home, that man. Jono Ranjan, old car, the wrong car, the home, that man. Jono Ranjan, old car, the wrong car, the home, that man. Jono Ranjan, old car, the wrong car, the home, that man. And while you meditate, ask yourself, do you want the gold? Exercises. You first drink a lot of Diet Coke in the 20-ounce and 1-liter size plastic bottle only with caffeine. Paragraph, and eventually you can buy the golden formula power trick, which will help you obtain a heart of gold. And always remember, do not drink any water of any kind from any source. And most importantly, do not eat any fruit or vegetables during this routine. You can drink as much Diet Coke as you want. This is liquid light and also has the fifth dimensional energy, which is liquid gold. Jodaranjan. Omkar. Rolankar. Doham. Dhanam. Jodaranjan. Omkar. Rolankar. Doham. Dhanam. God's energy is a concentrated form of energy. And the concentrated form of God is money. And in order to have money, you must have a certain amount of capacity.
Mr. Meatball.
I just got a message. It says, there's this girl that looked like she really liked me, and that I met her at the Walmart. She works there and was kind of hitting on me, but I didn't really hit on her back because I was tired. I plan on going back over there sometime this week, dressed a little better than before. It was midnight and I wore slippers, LOL, and I asked her for her number. Should I talk to her and get to know her and ask her for a number, or how should I do it? Please help. She's pretty damn cute. Thanks. Well, Mr. Meepo, what do you have to say to that? Like a Viking on a ship, last in best, I will patiently float until we reach the water which we can drink again, until we reach paradise. Please give me a call. The number is 617-545-5237. Don't make me beg you to pick up the phone. Why don't you ask the almighty and powerful Mr. the Meatball? He can give you all the answer to your question. As long as it's not about love advice, he seems to be bad about that. Sorry, Mr. the Meatball.
The answer is yes.
Remember, call now. The eternal now is more important than the past or the future. It is the doorway into the future. Even as it is memories linked to all that passes through the heart of man experience. Beloved caller, eternal life is divine wisdom. For the acquisition of many fragments of eternal life segmented as gold, man has stored up for himself treasures in the heaven of being. I feel a sense of loneliness or abandonment, and a sense of smallness or insecurity and doubt. These are the primary deterrents to precipitation that should be reorganized. Sometimes, the presence of this factor can be minimized by a simple act of calling. Calling this number. 617-423-7. At other times, it may require a more earnest application to dial the number and a strengthening of the positive counteraction, which are designed to eliminate completely the negative influences manifesting within and without one's world. It may seem strange that I call your attention to these simple facts, but I may honestly say they are not so simple. For the effect of these moves energy upon the creative intent are far greater consequence than humanity are willing to permit. Call now. By calling out the need to correct these conditions and making the would-be alchemist aware of the influence, I feel we are taking a big step in the right direction. But you have to call now. 617?
You must have been seeing me. Was it a vision?
in your head?
It was dusty out today. That might have been it.
Dusty. During my meditation practice with the golden cloud.
Dusty, why were you in solitary?
Because I want to spread the word of the golden energy.
Why was it frowned upon, Yasi?
Because Yetis get jealous of things they have no control of. And they don't like that. And they don't want everyone to have gold.
Yasi, will you be visiting Boston soon?
I cannot answer your question. Let me ask Mr. Meatball. Mr. Meatball, will I be visiting Boston soon? The Meatball doesn't know either. But thank you for asking.
You're welcome, Yasi.
And caller, thank you for calling. You have made my day.
Can you draw me, Yasi?
Well,
Yasi, can you draw me?
Yes, yes. Can you tell me what you look like?
Okay, Yasi, I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Mr. Caller.
Bye.
Bye. If you see something, all you have to do is say something. It's not that hard. And you won't get in trouble. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to take the blame. I'm here for you to cry on. And I'm here to show you the way of spiritual goldenness and oneness with the gold. I hope we have all learned a lot today. And I enjoy talking to you and waiting for your call. And I look forward to talking with you next week. Bye, Mr. It's just Boston pre-radio. You are now gonna listen to some other stuff. I can't remember because I'm so sad.